Hello, my name's Nathan Horn from iphysed.com, and this is the Daily Phys Ed Podcast for Thursday, the 3rd of May. The Daily Phys Ed Podcast is a daily physical education podcast where I share with you reflections on my teaching practice, tips, techniques, strategies, technology tools, and all other things physical education. Thank you for joining us for another episode as we get closer to rounding out this week. Today was a fairly busy day for me. I had some grade 2s and some grade 3s today, and also had an observation as I observed one of the student teachers who is currently in our school. He taught one of my grade 3 PE classes today, so that was a good experience, and I'll talk a little bit about that later. But my day started off with some grade 2s this morning. Now, the gym was sort of a little bit out of action today as we had some workmen in putting up a video screen that is used for when we have assemblies, and the grade 12 convocation graduation ceremony will be coming up soon. So they were installing a second screen. So we'll now have two large screens that drop down from the ceiling when we have big events in the gym. So sort of also interested to see the potential for that, using that in PE classes to display things up on the wall. The only issue with it right now is that to project, we do need to have it on a sort of a cart or a trolley, and then that really needs to sort of be in the middle of the gym for it to throw up onto the wall well enough. So that sort of like isn't the best idea. I would prefer it if it was sort of a short throw projector that hung off the ceiling. But that might be something that we explore a little bit down the path in terms of getting that up there as well. So anyway, that meant that the gym was out for a part of the day. They were working in half of the gym, and the other half of the gym wasn't really available. So the grade 2s, we ended up heading outside. We went to the forest, spent some time exploring in the forest, running and jumping and climbing trees and just enjoying being outdoors. Now, the weather's really, really good here right now. It's about 25 degrees today, so it was a nice opportunity for those grade 2s to get outside. The grade 3s, we were able to use the gym because they had finished a bit of the work and they had to come back later in the afternoon, so the gym was free for a little while. So grade 3s, as I said, I was observing one of the student teachers. Now, he was going to run a floor hockey class today, I was asked to do a formal observation as part of his teaching practicum. So I did that for him today, and it was really interesting. It's always interesting to watch someone else teach. The approach that I took was to basically document everything that happened during that lesson, things students said, things that he said, the way that he moved around the classroom when he blew his whistle, the instructions he gave, the way he set up his activities, and then some, I guess, advice or some feedback in terms of things that I think he could have improved. He did a really, really good job. The class ran really well. The kids had a really great time. Behavior management was fantastic. So it was an interesting experience, I think, for him to see what it takes to teach a full-time PE class, and it was an interesting experience for me to be able to watch somebody and give very specific feedback around things that they can improve. It's an interesting situation here in British Columbia. It is not normal for schools to have a full-time physical education teacher at the elementary or middle level. Normally that is taught, especially in the public system, taught by the classroom teacher. So that means that probably the level of physical education that students are getting, I don't want to say it's less or it's worse, but it's always going to be of a higher standard when you have a trained physical education teacher in the classroom, as opposed to a classroom teacher teaching it. Because at the end of the day, that classroom teacher's on their list of priorities and on their list of skills, probably physical education is not something that is as important to them as maybe teaching math or science or literacy to their students. So it's always, that being said, it's always interesting to see someone who is predominantly a classroom teacher come and teach physical education to get a bit of an idea of what their opinions and thoughts and skills are around that. So that was the grade 3s. So then that grade 3 class had that lesson of floor hockey. The equipment was still available, and the next grade 3 class arrived. So I ended up working on some floor hockey with them, even though it wasn't part of our current unit. They had seen the other class doing it and were really, really interested to do it. So I ended up taking them through some progressions. We did some stick handling, some ball handling with the stick. Then we did some passing, some moving into space, some three-on-ones, and just getting used to being able to move with the ball and pass to someone who's in space. And then a little bit of defending if you were the person in the three-on-one situation. So that was a lot of fun with those other grade three classes. And then this afternoon, I had the grade twos outside. They're doing their target games right now. So we ended up with those students doing a little bit of what I called birdie golf. Now I use the little Picamo golf holes that we have, the little plastic rings that have a little hole in them and a flag. And rather than hitting the golf ball into them, what I had the students doing, they were throwing birdies or shuttlecocks, badminton shuttlecocks or birdies, to try and get them into those holes. So this was looking at the scoring system in golf and looking at how the least number of shots, and in this case throws, would be the person that was the winner of that hole. So they had a heap of fun trying to get their birdies into the hole in the lowest number of shots, simulating the idea of golf. If I'd have, after doing golf with those students, I think if I'd have asked them to really hit a golf ball into the hole, they would not have been successful. Their skill level wasn't there. But I could still give them the experience of what playing a game of golf or a round of golf entails in terms of scoring and strategy and being able to score the lowest number of shots in playing a hole. So that was my day of teaching. I spent the afternoon with some grade ones as well, actually, as part of their daily physical activity. And we were outside and they were just having a heap of fun with some skipping ropes and playing on the field and climbing on our playground equipment. So all in all, another really, really good day. Tomorrow, be heading back. Grade fours are currently on camp, so I won't have the grade fours tomorrow, but I think I see the grade fives in the afternoon and maybe grade twos or threes in the morning. My wife will also be coming into school tomorrow. She is doing some supply teaching or teacher on call work. She'll be in the junior kindergarten tomorrow, so that'll be great to commute with her in the morning. It's always nice to spend a little bit of extra time with her. And then we'll be headed into the weekend where the weather is supposed to be beautiful and sunny, which is nice. So hopefully get out into the great outdoors, maybe the beach with my daughter and have a lot of fun. So until tomorrow, my name's Nathan Horn from iphysed.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Phys Ed Podcast.